From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. 3+ months into the new year, ag producers are still being charged a carbon tax on fuel that they're supposed to be exempt from. On the House floor, speaking in favor of an amendment to the operating budget that would help fix this problem, Mark Klicker, 16th District Representative, said it wasn't their choice to receive this wonderful feature of added prices to their fuel.
Their profit margins are falling apart. There's over 6,000 farmers and ranchers in the state of Washington, maybe more, or probably maybe less. And there will be less as we go along here because we are not able to make a decision. We have to decide what to do to help them.
And Klicker referenced another representative who suggested putting together an advisory group.
And that's fine and dandy, but how long do these farmers and ranchers have to wait? How long does agriculture have to wait? Are there more that are going to go out of business?
It is so important, Klicker says, that this gets done now.
It is so crucial that we help them and we are able to find a solution. This amendment would help do that until we can come up with a permanent answer. I urge everybody in this chamber to vote in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Though 4 Democrats voted in favor of the amendment, it failed in an otherwise party line 53-44 vote against the change. No word on how close the Department of Ecology is to fixing the overcharge issue.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.